Hey guys, and welcome to Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Rocket,
where weird thoughts come to life.
It's a single shot here, the producer. And you know what, guys? I've been thinking.
What have you been thinking about?
Tell us.
What if the world ended tomorrow?
I would not. I don't know what I would do. I don't think I'm ready.
What kind of world end are you talking about?
What kind of world end would you like?
Natural disaster.
What kind of natural disaster?
Everything. Like, it starts getting really hot and really cold everywhere. So no matter where you go, you're either going to die of heat or freezing.
It would have to be a sweet spot, though.
Yeah, you would have to find a happy medium.
All right, fine. Asteroid.
Asteroid.
Hitting where?
Anywhere.
What's close
how
to
big is
where
it?
You live, because you'll be incinerated.
Yeah.
Well, how big is it? How far away from where I live is it?
World ending, so huge.
Alaska, that region.
I think
so.
I would be okay.
Down.
Time. So the asteroid hits. That state it hits is incinerated. There's a dust cloud slowly moving itself south into America, across the world. You have time to plan. What's your first course of action?
Start digging a hole.
Where and why are you going to be digging a hole?
Trying to make
a bunker,
a cellar, a last minute cellar.
And you would just get covered in dirt.
Really,
and then
it's
you
just
would
my
suffocate.
Grave.
Yeah, your grave.
So the government comes on the radio and says they're declaring like martial law. The military is coming in to.
Can you explain martial law to me? Because I'm still not fully aware of what that is.
No, they're coming in to kind of.
This bitch.
Try to control everything. Lock down the city. They're going to start rationing food because they know food's going to be dead after the cloud extinguishes plant life, and animals are going to start suffering from it. And
I think I would loot.
Loot?
Yeah, I think that would you.
Yeah, what would you be looting?
Guns, ammo, medications, water.
Do you think that you're the only one who's going to be looting this, though?
No.
No, but I'm going to be better at it because I'm just going to be killing people. I'm going to purge. I'm going to immediately start the purge.
Somebody's full of themselves.
Single-handedly, I will kill everyone.
But wait.
The same girl who struggles to lift 20 pounds is going to purge.
Who broke a finger giving a high five?
I don't know who y'all are talking about. It's not me.
Broke a wrist draining a pot of macaroni.
Okay, I get it. Shut up.
Okay, so recently
frail
this happened.
Little butterfly is not purging anybody.
Well,
sorry.
Okay, well, that's what I would want to do as soon as I get, like, a little bit of muscle. I don't know.
But recently this actually did sort of happen in Hawaii. Did you guys hear about that? Where, like, nuclear war was stated. But there was 38 minutes of people unsure if this was truly, like,
happening.
Mm-hmm. I feel like in those 38 minutes.
I think that's a symptom of the times because everyone's like, is it gonna happen?
Yeah, everyone's just kind of waiting.
When that dropped, everyone was like,
they had no idea what to do though. Like,
but do you think that there was people that were like, oh fuck, immediately start like jacking off or like killing people or like
probably. Yeah, there's probably some weird ass people out there like,
and then 38 minutes later they're like, ah, fuck.
I know, like I wasted my last good one. Oh, oh my gosh, I don't know, but yeah. Hey, and you were one of those people who were freaking out because I do recall getting a frantic text message from you like, Hawaii's under a nuclear threat. I'm gonna get packing. I have my survival kit and blah,
no,
blah, 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 blah.
No, it was not I'm gonna get packing. It was I am not prepared.
Oh, okay. Well, still.
So I used to live in LA and I did have a bug out bag and a bug out plan. But let me just reiterate on the fact that at first I was collecting cans and then realized that I cannot carry cans in my backpack. So
bad idea.
It was the worst idea. I am not a survivalist. I think I am, but I am not. And so when the Hawaii thing happened, I start freaking out because I realized that I cannot carry my child and run at the same time.
It's true. Kids are heavy, especially when you're like 4'11". Yeah.
And your kid is 40 pounds.
Right. It's awful. It's the worst. But
I immediately felt like, well, this is how we go because mom can't carry your 40 pounds around for very long.
And I'm going to be driving all slow like, where do I go? Where do I go?
You
like,
not be driving slow. You don't drive slow on normal.
Well,
traffic.
Y'all don't let me act. I mean, I would probably be running people over and like just race car driving around. Well,
where
but
would you
y'all
be
think
going?
I'm not that exciting. So
where would you be going?
Mm-hmm.
You're just driving into traffic?
I would
traffic?
Probably drive to like the coast somewhere and get on like a cruise ship or something. And then just like
except
take
like
over
Titanic
the cruise ship.
And everybody's trying to get on the boat.
How do you
and so
know?
It just sinks.
I don't think anybody would be trying
actually,
to get on a boat.
That's not what happened to Titanic. I meant the boats from Titanic.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Wow. 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 But anyways.
Do you even have a zombie plan?
I just was going to call you if zombies were around. You have,
what if the phones are dead?
You have a zombie rifle. You're okay. What if the phone... Why would the phones be dead?
Would you like to hear my zombie plan?
Yes, I would.
Okay, there's a reason I do... I have the things I have. And there's
what things do you have?
First off, I have a truck.
Okay.
Capable of loading... Carrying equipment. Myself. My dog. That's all I need, really.
Sorry, Mom.
Yeah, right?
Going off-road, not to an extreme degree, but enough to get where I need to go. I have the guns I have for various reasons. A 12-gauge shotgun for the abundance of ammo, ease of use, ease of maintenance, a old Russian war rifle. Again, abundance of ammo. It's heavy, but it's accurate as fuck. I have small caliber rifle for hunting purposes. If I want to live off squirrels and stuff, I can. I have a handgun, which is a last resort mostly, and I can rely on that to.
But it'll be there in case you get in a jam.
But it's there in case I need a jam. I do have experience building first aid kits, things like that.
Do you have all of this ready to go though, or how long would it take you to get everything to go? Like 10 minutes? Like how long would it take you to get out of your house and ready to go?
I'm not actively prepping as we speak. Let's put it that way.
I feel like I definitely, because of all of this, am trying to teach myself more. I am reading the survival handbooks just to like see if I can even handle any of this. But
that's a good start. A few years ago when I was really into this, I would watch YouTube videos continuously on survival skills, small unit tactics, first aid.
I do like watching Naked and Afraid because I swear that I think I could do it,
so,
but in reality...
So your zombie plans get naked and
yeah,
be afraid.
Yeah, in the middle of a forest.
Oh my
without
gosh.
Shoes.
With no supplies, nothing. Naked. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think you could be on Naked and Afraid.
No, I could not. I'd immediately want shoes and
yeah,
a blanket.
I couldn't do
I'm
it either.
Cold.
Bugs, get off of me. Mm-mm, not doing it. Shoes, definitely. I have to have shoes. I don't even not wear shoes in my house.
You would be so grossed out with anybody without shoes.
Or naked. I don't want to see you naked.
They're saying you have zero survival instinct.
We're pretty pathetic. We're realizing that slowly.
I feel like
you're the only pathetic one.
Oh, gee, thanks.
I feel like I could only, like, my only real skill that I would be able to provide or trade would be that herbs. I can identify, like, some herbs and I know how to make weird tinctures and stuff, but...
Okay, let me ask you this.
As far as plants go, I would kill myself within a week.
Yeah, see? I can trade you my skills for your protection.
So
and I have weapons.
Y'all say that I'm pathetic, but would either of y'all kill people?
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
if you had to.
If I had
yeah,
to,
immediately.
Yes.
Without feeling guilty or no remorse or just like,
no,
it's for me.
No, it's the end of the world.
Okay. I'm prepared to do that in my day-to-day life.
Oh, yes, my gosh.
That's true. I have to stop myself
joking.
All the time.
I'm not Ron Swanson-ing you right now.
But are you?
If something is trying to kill me and I have to kill them to survive.
You will.
Sorry, but you're going to die.
Okay, I guess I'm just pathetic. I offer nothing. I bring nothing to the table.
Let me just say, I would not come looking for you. If the world ended. But I would go looking for Single Shot.
Wow. We are no longer best friends. I am leaving. I
Chainsaw
quit.
And Rocket is disbanded.
Episode 2, that is the ending forever.
Tune in next week for Weird Thinking with Chainsaw and Single Shot.
So what do you think about survival, Rocket? What's your plan right now? If I
just
sat you down with a pen and paper and said, make a plan. you have like a week to prepare. You know something's gonna happen in a week, and societal collapse is imminent. What do you do?
Buy a lot of cereal, because that's what I like to eat, and it's cereal, easy, and it's light to cereal, transport.
Cereal is not shelf stable, meaning it will not last.
I could just dump all the boxes in a trash bag and put it over my shoulder like Santa Claus.
No, it means it doesn't keep for a long time.
Haven't you ever seen cereal when it's old and it's just all stuck together? It's like a brick.
Okay, I guess I haven't.
Chainsaw was on the right course of action with her cans.
Except no, she needs
dehydrated
like
dehydrated food.
Yeah,
dehydrated food is the but,
something
yeah.
new way lighter
way of thinking.
I don't know. Yes. I'm guessing that I'll just be screwed no matter what because I don't even like to drink water. Are there vending machines in the apocalypse? Because I need some soda.
You're going to be like in Zombieland searching for the Twinkie.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Walking around with a backpack full of Red Bull.
Red Bull. Cheez-Its, please. Definitely. Yeah, I think I'm screwed. I wouldn't survive. I'm slowly realizing that now.
But I felt like I was semi-prepared and I like after realizing that I'm not at all, I don't think I would survive very long either.
So has this kind of opened your eyes a bit? Are you going to try and be more prepared now?
I mean,
do you have an interest in preparedness now?
I guess, but can't someone just do it for me? And can I like tag along? I'll just be there for moral support. Like, that's a lot of work. Surviving is hard.
We're going to be dragging her tiny body. Her children are going to be dragging her tiny body around.
Because I'm going to be like 40 miles away in my truck with a tent and a dog.
Oh my gosh. Rude.
I will say, though, that now, because I'm all paranoid and on this, like, survival kick, like, I will hold my daughter and run up and down the stairs. Hey, I will give also credit to Rocket, because that was her idea.
Thank you.
One good thing mm-hmm. for survival. I am. I will carry her up and down, like, run up and down the stairs to try and build muscle to be able to carry her.
I don't advise that, because knowing you, you'd probably just trip, fall on her.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think of that.
I didn't think about that either.
I would recommend training with weight. And not
sandbags
with human people.
I definitely couldn't do that with my kids because my knee would probably just blow out. It'll probably blow out as soon as I get up from this table right now.
I hear you. I mean, I'm falling apart.
I am too. I really, really am. I was trying to get out of bed the other day and my knee just like shot some random way and it has not been right since. And I'm just waiting for it to pop.
I don't know how long I would last in a survival situation.
Because of your health?
Because of my health.
How long has it been since you've been to the doctor?
I go to doctors.
You haven't been to the doctor since you were like a child. Like at least 20 years ago.
I'm still alive.
Somehow.
Okay, that comes from somebody
because I have survival instinct.
That does not drink water and is still alive.
Guilty.
Someone who's literally almost died from kidney failure.
Shut up. Don't remind me or tell anybody.
She doesn't drink water.
Water is disgusting.
Water has no taste.
It has a taste and I don't like it. Don't shake your head at me.
You are a sad, strange little man.
Sorry.
Who would not survive in the in the apocalypse?
I think that I would come out on top over y'all because y'all are cocky and I'm not.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe. Except I was just cocky a little while ago about something. Killing people or road rage or I don't know.
You were totally cocky and we shut you down pretty quick. Your resolve needs work. Because you could be easily convinced otherwise.
Boo on both of y'all.
Look how quickly you gave up on surviving just because I said you're a wimp.
Well, that was rude. You hurt my feelings.
In the apocalypse, you don't have feelings. Got it? Toughen up.
Didn't she also say she wouldn't feel bad about killing anyone?
I wouldn't. Because if I had to...
No one's asking you to.
Well, I would do it.
You have a family. You don't want to consider them in your survival plans?
Well, yeah, Terry would probably do everything. Terrell would probably do...
Don't try to cover it when you make a slip. It just is ridiculous.
But it was funny to me. Anyways, yeah, that's what I was saying though. Like, I think somebody else would do everything for me, and I would just be a tag along, and I would be there to like be the second set of eyes. So if you're facing one way and I see a predator the other way.
That's bullshit because you sleep through everything and anything. Really?
Okay. Then it is settled. I am dying. I will not survive. I'm out. Y'all go.
I will take your children for the
thank you.
That I survive.
And then what after?
Well, that's it. That's as long I've got planned is 1 week.
Wow. All right.
So, Chainsaw, in the apocalypse, how much food do you have?
Like, actually food right now? No, or would you, like, what I take? You're however much I can fit in that backpack.
Why do you have a backpack, first of all?
I have a backpack?
Let's go there. Why do you have a backpack?
To carry all of the things that I need.
Where?
Where?
On your back.
I'm going.
Where a backpack goes.
Why are you leaving is the question.
Well, I mean, because I live in an apartment. If I didn't live in an apartment, I would probably try and hold up in my house as long as I could. Hmm. But apartments, I feel like that would be the first people to attack each other. Because it is not community oriented at all. It's kind of fend for yourself.
It would be chaos. People would be running out of their apartments, running down the stairs, trip up over each other, just roll down in a ball of flesh.
I will say I have a place that I would go to, but I'm not sure I want to share that because I don't want anyone else to go to my secret place besides me.
You don't have
me.
To share your secret place. I'm sure I could find it.
I'm sure you would find me immediately.
I think I already know where your secret place is, actually, because I said I would go there too.
Yeah,
just
to meet me there.
But you said you wouldn't even wait for me, so.
Because you're not going to make it, so I'm definitely not waiting for you.
I'll probably make it first because I drive faster than both of y'all.
That's true.
Would you be able to drive, though, if everyone's trying to leave the city at once?
Yeah. That's true. Look at, like, the hurricanes or anything. People were just stuck.
That was insane. Miles.
I think I would be able to. I think that's when I would just start offing people. Like, get out of my way. Shoot you off the road. Shoot you off the road.
If it was me, okay, here's my plan. I have enough food to survive for at least a month without outside assistance. My first thing I do is establish security.
Definitely. Because you already have shelter.
People I trust, weapons, get them all working, get them all in order, and establish what our security routine is going to be to protect the supplies.
Yeah.
And whoever's with me.
So I'm going to find you.
See, you would be a tag along too.
Well, yeah. Again, the only skill that I have to offer is herbs. That's it. Herbs and plant identification.
Sick herbs, man.
Those kind of herbs.
I also got some meds, man. I would also bring beer and things like that to trade. Whatever alcohol and liquor I have in my home.
But would people want to trade you for beer?
Yes.
For beer.
The end of the world?
If it's the end of the world, they're going to want to have honey or something they can survive off of.
I will also have that in my bag.
Good thinking.
Thank you.
Honey lasts forever.
Yeah.
But alcohol and drugs, if you know you're going to die, I mean, people are just like, well, give it to me. Why not?
The only thing I'll say.
That's pretty sad.
The only thing I'll say against honey is you can't survive off of it.
Why?
It's just honey.
Well, yeah, but it's antibacterial too, so you could actually put it on cuts.
True, but it has no protein, has no carbohydrates.
That's true.
But you could survive off of it for a while.
Well, really, it's sugar, so you might go into, like, almost like a diabetic state.
Oh my gosh.
If it's just honey.
Right.
Maybe you'd have weight on you.
You need sustainable food.
Yeah. What would you consider sustainable food? Nuts? Granola?
No, freeze-dried food.
Like astronaut stuff?
Astronaut food.
Months.
They sell ice cream sandwiches in astronaut form. That's all you'd eat?
That is all I would eat, definitely. That and Red Bull.
I think the only department I'm lacking is the hunting department because I'm not a hunter.
What
but
about
you don't
water?
Think like your manly hunter instinct would just kick in?
I could kill anything, but I don't think I could harvest the meat for it because I wouldn't know what to do.
Just hack at it.
No, you
eat
have to
it
get
raw.
The meat you have to get the meat properly
sterilized.
Like, and remove it because
you
can't. The
it?
Organs can't pop. It'll
you have to build a fire and you have to build it low. This is something I saw on Naked and Afraid. You have to keep it warm enough. Wait, is that right? I don't know, actually. Don't listen to me. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm thinking about cooking it. And
I do feel like fire burns most germs, though, so I would just burn.
Wouldn't you think so?
Or not burn it, but try and
like
cook
slow
it.
Slow roast it with a maple glaze.
I think
with
something.
A honey glaze.
A honey glaze, yes.
Someone's having honey glazed squirrels or something.
You gotta be classy even while you're trying to survive.
Keep it classy.
Keep it. Fancy.
Pinkies up.
But okay, so enough about the end of the world though. Like, what if you were in a real life nowadays situation where you needed to survive? Like, what if you were at
like
the mall
shooter or
what if you were
shooter.
At the mall and it was like a mass shooter just on a rampage? you could maybe see him or you could hear the chaos like a few stores down, and you knew he was coming your way, he or she was coming your way. What would you do if you were like in the mall with your kids, family, okay, pets, whatever?
If I have my kid with me, obviously my first reaction is I have to protect her, which I'd be screwed because my kid is so loud she would not be able to keep quiet. But I'd probably have to muzzle her.
Or... it would be loud though, because well, there would be chaos. Yeah, chaos.
I feel like maybe we'd have to hide in like where the in between clothing and stuff, so it wouldn't be as obvious as like a fitting room or like.
Yeah, I don't know if you know how like. They like classrooms and offices and stuff have those ceilings where you can like pop up the panels.
Oh yeah, you could put your kid up there.
I would try to find one of those and like get in there somehow, if it
That's
were
smart.
If it were possible and if it were like something I could do quickly.
Yeah,
there's actually a really good book I read about this called, I think it's by Stephen Hunter, called Soft Target, mm-hmm, where a bunch of terrorists attack the Mall of America and an ex-Marine is trying to work from the inside out to save his family, and it's kind of cool.
Was it real?
No,
I was just
entirely fictional, but
oh, that's interesting.
Sounds interesting.
This guy writes his books very real world, so he mm-hmm recalls on, you know, actual like litigation and
that would actually could or tactics, could happen,
things like that. So it's mm-hmm actually a pretty good book.
Okay, let's think smaller scale now. What if you were like at the ATM machine, just pulled out some money, somebody walks up with a knife to your back? What would you do in that situation?
I would try and fight. Really?
Just money.
I mean, I'd give them the money, but if they're still gonna stab me or if they're still trying to stab me, like if it's a knife, I'm fighting back. I feel like
you
I
don't think that
try
would work out worse for you though, like if somebody's actively back, stabbing you and okay you're trying to fight and block, like what if he hit major well arteries in your
but
wrist?
You're supposed to block with like your like your back end. Yeah, right. You're not supposed to. But I mean, okay, so recently there was actually this girl who was 18-year-old girl, was on a bus. I guess she had gotten off her bus walking home in a good, decent neighborhood. Like, families are around because everyone's picking up their kids. And her ex-boyfriend comes up with a machete and starts hacking at her in front of all of these moms and kids. And nobody can even help her because he's hacking her and they don't want to get stabbed right by the machete or anything. And this girl's like trying to fight it off, but like obviously same thing like you said, she's getting torn up.
Oh yeah,
he was trying to hack her head off in front of everyone. Keep in mind, this girl survived this entire thing. People all around, not a single person could stop and help her because he had a machete and was swinging it, and
where
they were
this
afraid. I don't know where it was. I'm not 100% sure. I know this was...
it was recent, though.
Pretty recent, yeah. Mm. But she was an 18-year-old girl.
Wow.
And she survived.
That's crazy. See, I don't know. I think
I... honestly say I have no training in hand-to-hand combat. So simplest thing to do is give them the money and go my separate way.
But what if they still decide to shoot you or stab you?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it happens.
Just recently,
you wouldn't try, or you don't have like a little like, oh, it depends on how I'm standing. I would try to kick him in the nuts with my right foot.
Do you think you have enough
or like
time
something
to think,
like that?
Do you think you have enough time to think
yeah,
about
what are
that
you, Sherlock
while
Holmes?
Okay, you know what? Actually, I do think about things like this all the time, and it came in handy very recently when my child, who is 5 years old, sliced his leg open on broken glass, and I did not hesitate. I acted very, very quickly.
And calmly.
I did the right thing. I was not calm, but I did act very quickly, and I prevented a very bad situation because of my quick thinking.
So instincts, motherly instincts.
Well, yeah, but I think that I would be that way in any situation, if it were just me or...
I would hope so. I usually, when I'm in like a grocery store or any kind of store, I always look for the exits because I'd like to know where I need to run in case anything like this happens. I'm constantly just, or even like walking to my car and everything, I'm scoping everything around me just to make sure.
Well, that's good. Like, you have good situational awareness, and you have very good, like, you scenario play in your head, so you prepare.
Action responses.
I think it's actually kind of disturbing, the amount of, like, crazy scenarios I come up with. Like,
it's
the
not
other...
disturbing at all.
Really?
There is an account of a man who recently had to draw his weapon and fire on someone who was doing harm to himself or harm to others. And he said, the only reason I was able to do it was because I replayed the scenario 1,000 times a week in my head beforehand, and I was prepared to do it.
That's, I guess, true. That makes me feel better then, because I literally, like, all day long, like, I could just be at work at my desk, like, what if some angry, like, family member comes in and is distraught and they have a gun and they're just like, I'm taking everybody with me, and they start shooting.
Yeah.
I would, like, first, like, if, okay, say I heard shots go off, like, in the front, they hadn't come, they hadn't gotten to me yet. I would hit the page button on the phone, call 911, run for cover, or, like, get to the back, get to a coded door, somewhere where nobody could get in from the outside. I would do that first to page everybody in the building to let them know there was an emergency. And then, I don't know why I always try to be the hero in my little scenarios, but, like, I would see what I could do to fight him off, or, like, get him, like, knock him out or something so that he can't hurt anybody else. We have a chance to call 911. And, like, just contain him or what? Restrain him, you know?
Like, I know what you mean, because I feel like, especially if my kid is around and, like, it comes down to it, like, I would definitely fight back as opposed to just giving in. Like, okay, 9/11 situation. Ooh, we're about to get deep. If you're on a plane and there is somebody hijacking the plane with box cutters, do you fight back? I feel like I would hope that most of us would fight back. I would hope that it'd be like, okay, it's one, let's say it's three against a whole entire crew of plane. Like, let's all get them.
Yeah.
Let's, but, you know, I would hope we would react.
But I don't know, like, there's honestly. There's
a movie coming out.
Which one?
About the London train that got hijacked or potentially hijacked by terrorists armed with AK-47s, and the three soldiers on board rushed the guys and put them down, even though one of them did get shot and they've been hospital, still
the casualties still were the way train. Less than what could have been.
Yeah. I also don't really agree with the schools telling, like, the kids, like, everyone just hide in the closet. Because if you've already trained that, or basically anybody at this point, if I'm going to go shoot a school, I know that everyone's hiding in the closets in the dark.
Yeah, that's
like, it's
true.
Just, it, I feel like we don't have proper,
like, bunkers or,
well, not hideouts, bunkers, but we don't have proper protocol in situations like that.
Proper scenario training, like,
yeah, or like in other countries where teachers are armed with AKs, which I know is a little bit dangerous.
That is a little extreme,
but,
like, yeah.
But these teachers are trained. And I would be intimidated to go into a classroom with a teacher with an AK as opposed to...
If you knew... If you go into a place where you knew people...
Are armed.
Were armed.
You're less likely to...
I agree with you completely. That's why I'm completely for teachers and schools allowing carry.
Definitely.
And allowing staff to be trained in the operation
properly.
Firearms.
Yeah.
But that's not to say jumping out and being John Rambo with a pistol is first place to securing the students and having a line of defense.
Yeah.
That should be in place before anyone decides to act.
Yeah, definitely.
Action should always be a last resort.
But
should,
I don't...
There should always be an immediate threat to yourself or your family that forces you to act.
Yeah.
Instead of you just trying to be a hero. Take rockets... scenario where someone's shooting up in the funeral home. Her immediate reaction was to call 911 and hide. Am I correct?
Yes, but inform everybody else, because we have that page system where you can hear overhead in the whole entire building.
I would do you one better. I would pull the closest fire alarm.
That is a really good idea, and I'm going to have to look at where the fire alarms are now.
Yeah, and you know, I've actually heard that instead of yelling help, you're supposed to yell fire, because people are more likely to help you or try and help when they hear fire versus
rather than help, yeah.
Because you're more inclined to be like, ooh, it could be in...
It could be anything.
Yeah, like, it could put it my could life in danger.
Yeah.
So it's actually, that's actually smart, yeah, fire. Yeah,
pull the fire alarm. Help assist people getting out of harm's way.
Yeah.
Let the police do the police work.
So what if somebody had already gotten shot and you were running to safety or something and you happen to see them in the hallway and they're on the floor, they're crawling away, trying to get away. Would you stop and help that person?
Yes.
I think so too. I'd try and drag them as far as I could until I knew that, like, there was absolutely, like, no way that I could drag them any further and also survive myself.
Mm-hmm.
But I would feel guilty not.
I think most people would help.
Helping.
Okay, but now think about this. If you knew like somebody was right around the corner, you could potentially get shot or be harmed or be killed.
That's your call.
Would you still do it knowing that you have a child at a daycare that may or may not?
If my child is with me, absolutely not. I will not take chances unless it's coming between the shooter or the person causing it at me and my kid. But if it's, I have to say, try and save someone and my kid, I'm saving my kid versus anybody else.
Mm-hmm. I think I would be more inclined to help myself rather than help somebody else because I know I have a family to come home to.
What makes you think that person on the floor doesn't?
If it's my family over there, sorry.
Survivor.
Exactly. Yeah. If it's my family over theirs.
Yeah. So. Like, know that I love you, but sorry.
But I have
I can't help both
and
of us.
And you've already been shot.
If I can't help both of us safely, like, why try?
So let's go another real world scenario. The recent Las Vegas shooting, mm-hmm. where the guy had what could be called an automatic weapon, mm-hmm. firing from, you know, hundreds some odd feet in the air into a proverbial barrel full of fish.
Definitely.
How would you respond to something like that?
I don't know. I think that would be a little bit more difficult because you're not sure where the shots are coming from. You're not sure if it's someone on the floor in the crowd. You're not sure if it's somebody from up above. You're not really sure which direction it's coming from. So how do you know which way to run, or how do you know where to hide behind?
I feel like I would still look for something to hide behind, though, and
that's a lot of
gauge
people
it.
Did.
Or even, like, what about putting a dead body on top of you? Could a shot still get through a body? I guess it could.
Depends on the gun, yeah. Definitely.
I don't know.
What would you do? Single shot?
Me? I'd run to the closest car and get in it.
What if it was locked? Because, you know, people lock their shit nowadays.
Head for my car.
What if it was too far?
I just run.
Go in the direction that you know.
Until I know I'm safe.
You wouldn't even look around? Would you put, like, horse blinders on, metaphorically, and, like, just straight line?
If I was in that kind of situation, yes, absolutely.
I guess that would be smart. I don't think I would try to help anybody in that situation at all.
What about in a situation where it's even smaller, like a church? Like, any of us in a church.
Right, that recent one in Texas.
Or even the one in, what was it, the Carolinas?
The guy was literally walking down the aisle
shooting
anything that made noise. Babies, mm-hmm. anything.
Yeah. I would throw my body on top of my child.
Yeah.
And hope for the best, but
I always think about that in movie theaters, too. Like, because mm-hmm. you know how theaters? The seats have little space between them, and mm-hmm. you can crawl through, like, from if you're above a row, you can crawl down underneath the seats of the other one. If, like, someone ever started shooting in a movie theater, I would just, like, shove my kid down a little hole.
Me too.
And then, like, follow myself or, like, get down there and try to shield him the best that I could.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like that would be the only thing.
Because the exits are at the bottom, and he's at the bottom, so.
Yeah.
I always keep saying he or she. Anybody could be a shooter.
It is more common for males, though.
True.
White males.
Oh my gosh. Oh, here we go. Uh-huh. No.
I don't know. So
I feel like we all need survival training. I feel like
that's the key point. Training.
Where do you even go for something like that? YouTube
classes. It's all around us.
Studying the resources and having the knowledge is never a substitute for having practical skill.
Mm-hmm. True.
That's true.
I feel like level-headedness comes a lot into play, too.
That's why, like, camping is such a big hobby for, like, preppers. Mm-hmm. They can practice their survival skills out in the wild.
And it's unpredictable because you never know what
is going to happen in the wild.
So, actually, we just watched that. What was it? I Shouldn't Be Alive,
mm-hmm.
where this daughter and father had gone hiking and camping their whole lives. Their whole lives. She was graduating high school. So that was their last, like, camping trip together. And they got attacked by a bear. Like, what do you do if you're attacked by a bear?
I don't know. I think you're just fucked. I really do. Like, you against a bear? Come on. Unless you have a gun.
They both survived.
Oh, but I remember.
They both survived, yeah.
How awful. Like, remember they said, like, they could tell that their flesh was ripped off their skulls and stuff? Like, and you're just sitting there helpless knowing that that's there.
But I think the will to survive and the fact that it was his daughter and the fact that like it was her dad and they had each other, I think that is what helped them to survive more than just, oh, I'm by myself camping and shit, I got attacked by a bear and that's it, I'm fucked.
Yeah. But why would you be by yourself camping? That's kind of lame.
Preppers.
Preppers. I feel like even they would have their families with them though. Like,
yeah, look at Timothy Treadwell. He brought his girlfriend for the bear.
Oh my gosh. Wow. Crazy. Well, I think
that's about wrapping it up.
Yeah, I don't have too much more on survival other than that I suck at it, apparently.
So. Yes,
but now you have the resources to get better at it.
That is true. Hopefully I do, because you never know what's going to happen in our crazy world. So if anybody have anything else?
If you guys have any tips, any videos of training or anything you'd like to share with us, send it our way, because we will be learning survival skills from now on.
Yes, we will. Yep, just find us on social media. We're there. Send us an email. I don't know.
I think we have email.
Yeah.
Either way, keep prepping.
Keep surviving. And tune in next time for another episode
of Weird Thinking
with Chainsaw and Rocket. Bye.